This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The leaders of Britain, France, and Germany have issued a statement expressing grave concern over Iran's stated intention to withdraw farther from the 2015 International Nuclear Agreement. Iran was reacting to the U.S. killing of its general, Qassem Soleimani. AP's Zaria Shackley reports.
This statement by French President Emmanuel Macron, German Chancellor Angela Merkel, and British Prime Minister Boris Johnson, which comes after the US killing of top Iranian General Qassem Soleimani last week, called for de-escalation of tensions and all parties to exercise utmost restraint and responsibility. The statement also called on Iran to refrain from further violent action or proliferation and urged the country to reverse all measures inconsistent with the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, the 2015 Iranian nuclear deal. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Meanwhile, Iraq's parliament has passed a resolution calling for foreign troops to leave the country. Henry Rome, an Iran expert with the Eurasia Group, says if U.S. troops leave Iraq, it would open the door to the Islamic State militant group.
They're certainly not as strong, the Islamic State, as they were five, 6 years ago. But when or if a group like ISIS tries to make a comeback, the absence of U.S. forces, I think, would leave Iraq very vulnerable.
Meanwhile, U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper said Monday that, contrary to rumor, the United States is not withdrawing troops from Iraq. Esper said a letter from a senior military officer that's been circulating on Twitter Monday, which appeared to suggest withdrawal, was only a draft and its release had been a mistake. There's no decision to leave, he said, nor did we issue any plans to leave. You can find more on this and other stories online at our website, voanews.com. From Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.